Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for Context and Clarity Live, where we spend an hour every Thursday afternoon searching for clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm or if you own your own firm. Maybe you dream of starting your own thing. Maybe you've even said that 2021's my year and you're on the runway to starting your own thing. Or maybe you have had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink or reimagine what that firm could or maybe even should be. All of the topics that we cover fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they're all the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. If we've never met before, my name is Jeff Eccles, and what you're about to listen to is the audio recording of a conversation that my co-host Catherine McPhail and I had last week with our Context and Clarity guest. Every week we have a new guest and a new topic, so let's jump right into the conversation. This episode of the Context and Clarity podcast is supported by Infratech. Bring indoor comfort to outdoor living with Infratech comfort heaters. All right, Entree Architect community, it's 4 p.m. Eastern, which means it's time for the Entree Architect Context and Clarity live conversation for, hang on. It's not. As I'm recording this, it is Thursday, but it's in the morning. It's Thanksgiving Day in the United States. On one of the monitors here in my studio, I have the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade up on the screen. It's going on right now in New York City. The fourth Thursday in November every year is the day that in the United States we observe the Thanksgiving holiday. And if you've listened to Context and Clarity before, you know that I close every conversation asking you to be well and to be safe and to breathe a little bit and relax and find a way to rejuvenate. So I thought that would be a great thing for us to do here at Context and Clarity. And it also gives me time to reflect on Context and Clarity, what it is and what it means, and maybe even how we got here. So I thought I would just take a few minutes to record this. I don't know what this is. It's a reflection episode. It's, if you've never been here before, maybe it's the context for what Context and Clarity is. Maybe I can give you some clarity on why we have this Context and Clarity conversation every weekday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern. So as I started to think about this, and also as you're listening to this in the future, so as I look at my calendar, Tuesday, November 16th, which as I record this was last week, Tuesday, November 16th, we celebrated 400 Context and Clarity conversations. To me, that's unbelievable. That's mind-boggling. That's mind-blowing. And I have to think, you know, how did we get here? So as I started thinking about the origin story of everything that is Context and Clarity, I actually went back in my calendar because I talk about this a lot. Mark R. LePage and I, and if you're not familiar with Mark, he is the founder of Entree Architect, a longtime friend, good friend of mine. We have talked often on a regular basis. We talk every Tuesday morning. We've talked often for years. And back in April, I used to say back in April of 2020, we talked about this thing that became Context and Clarity. So I looked it up on April 3rd, 2020, as things around the world had already begun to shut down. Mark and I were talking via Zoom, and we realized that there were a lot of people in the entree architect community, in the small firm architecture community, that were suddenly being sent home, whose offices were being closed, who, depending on where in the world they were, maybe already for a week or two, weren't able to go out and see friends and family or go to stores and all the things that were normal daily life prior to the middle of March in 2020. So Mark and I were talking about this, and we said, you know what, there's going to be a need, there's going to be a desire for people to have a place to connect, even if it's just to be able to talk to somebody and have a voice in this new and honestly scary situation that the world was in. So we decided to start this thing. It wasn't even called Context and Clarity at the very beginning, but we decided to start this conversation. The first conversation was April 6, 2020. And so you fast forward to November 16th, 2021, and we had our 400th Context and Clarity conversation. Again, amazing to me. And as I reflect on this, it reminds me that this thing has evolved. It started out as a 30-minute conversation inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group, 30 minutes live stream there, Facebook Live there in the Facebook group. Today, it is a coffee talk, what we call our half-hour coffee talk on the Clubhouse app every weekday morning. It is, of course, it's still our Context and Clarity conversation at 4 p.m. Eastern every weekday afternoon inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. It's Context and Clarity Live, which you're listening to what would be the podcast version of Context and Clarity Live this week. Context and Clarity Live every Thursday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern, which Catherine McPhail co-hosts with me. We have a special guest. It's an Instagram account. It's this podcast that you're listening to. Of course, it's also the Context and Clarity Backstage, which is what we record right after Context and Clarity Live every Thursday. It's all of these things. But most importantly, Context and Clarity is a community. And that's my big takeaway from the last 19 or 20 months of doing this, is that when Mark and I were having this conversation, it was never about building a community. Yes, there is the Entree Architect community, and the context and clarity community is a subset of that Entree Architect community. But it's this thing. Context and Clarity is this thing that grew out of the Entree Architect community. And of course, the Venn diagram has a huge overlap between the Entree Architect community and the Context and Clarity community. But there's more. Again, Clubhouse, the podcast, Instagram, all of these places where Context and Clarity shows up, we have community members from around the world that show up every day. Many people every day show up, multiple times a day for many of them, from all around the world that show up to be a part of this community. And that I think, to me, is the biggest takeaway, the most important thing that has come out of Context and Clarity. It's a place where multiple times a day we have highly, highly, unbelievably engaged conversations on Clubhouse, on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Twitch, on YouTube, all of these places. We have people that are willing to travel across the globe these days, now that things have opened up, are willing to travel across the globe to meet each other and to support each other. That's the amazing takeaway for me from Context and Clarity. And that's the thing that I'm thankful for, right? It's today's Thanksgiving in the United States. I'm reflecting on this, and that's probably the thing that I'm most thankful for, is the fact that somehow, out of this idea that Mark and I had, hey, let's start this conversation and see where it goes.
In the last few years, premium outdoor spaces have become a must-have architectural feature, and Infratech outdoor electric heating systems have become the brand of choice among leading architects. Infratech heaters provide energy-efficient, ambient warmth that allows homeowners to live outdoors during the cooler months. clients love them because they can enjoy up to 100 more nights a year outside. Architects love them because of their unparalleled versatility, from heater capacities and colors to mounting options that can either seamlessly disappear or accentuate a space with beautiful decorative coverings. They're also the only comfort heat company to offer smart home integration and hands-free voice-activated control. For over 60 years, Infratech has made their products in the United States at competitive prices. They offer incredible design and live technical support at every stage of the job. Infratech is specified at the world's most prestigious properties. Learn why and sign up for a free consultation at infratech-usa.com/podcast. You know, where I live in Indianapolis, fall is a beautiful time of year. Right now, the leaves are orange and yellow, and there's a wonderful Christmas in the air. But let's be honest, as beautiful as it is, sitting on the porch and shivering as I watch the neighborhood go by starts to lose its appeal. I guess it's time to consider an Infratech heating system so that I can sit outside at least until all of the leaves have fallen.
Out of that has grown this community. And it also reminds me that when I think about Context and Clarity Live, we've had 41 Context and Clarity Live conversations now. So with the guest and with Catherine McPhail with me, 41 of those. And as I think about a handful of those guests, and these are some of the best known people in the world, authors and personalities, entrepreneurs, business owners, people like Seth Godin and Pat Flynn and Brian Kramer and Mark Schaefer, all mentioned the idea of building a community. In fact, Pat Flynn said, community is everything in 2021 and beyond. That really struck me. That really hit me. Again, we didn't plan on growing a Context and Clarity community. We were just putting a conversation out there, putting a place out there, a place for people to connect and to have a voice and to gather together. And that grew into a community. And so I have that quote from Pat Flynn right on my screen. Community is everything in 2021 and beyond. And that's the thing I'm thankful for. Context and Clarity has grown into a community. And so to you, thank you. Thank you for being an important part of this community. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for listening to this, for showing up. I don't know if you show up on our live streams. I don't know if you show up on Clubhouse or anywhere else, but I'm talking to you as you listen to this. I thank you for showing up and listening to this. And if you show up somewhere else and you exercise your voice somewhere else, that's awesome. And I thank you for that as well, because without you listening, without the entire community that shows up and comments and exercises their voice on all of these different platforms, Context and Clarity wouldn't be a thing. I've had some huge highs through these 400 conversations, these 41 Context and Clarity Lives, I think 175 Clubhouse rooms, something like that. I've had some huge highs now. Some people that we've been able to talk to that just blow my mind. You know, Seth Godin, I mentioned him a minute ago. Seth Godin is a guy I followed for more than 15 years. For me, that was huge to be able to talk to him. And it's because of you that I got to talk to him. It's because of you that we all got to talk to Seth Godin. So thank you for that. I appreciate you for that and for all of these things. And I also need to say thank you to Catherine McPhail for being my co-host, to Mark R. LePage for the conversation on April 3rd and the conversations that we have every week, for being a friend, to Dawn Porta, who is my correspondent on the Build Your Brand podcast, but she's behind the scenes helping to coordinate our guests and to promote some of these things. And especially to Sarah Rowe, because as I record this right now, it's going into a microphone, it's going into my Zoom digital recorder there, and in order to get from here to your ear, Sarah has to work her magic. She has to process this. She has to produce this. She has to make it audible and intelligible. So, Sarah, thank you for all you do for context and clarity as well. It's without Sarah, you wouldn't be hearing this, right? It wouldn't be reaching your ear. So, Sarah is an important character in this story as well. So, again, to you, I thank you. And to all of these other people that have mentioned, Mark and Dawn and Sarah and Catherine and some of our backstage crew that you hear showing up on Context and Clarity backstage, to all of them, a big thank you as well. We're really starting to, I think, hit our stride in those Context and Clarity backstage conversations. We're getting some big takeaways and some big applications from people in our community. So thank you to the Context and Clarity crew as well. So at risk of droning on and on about this, again, the story started April 3rd, 2020, with Mark and I having that conversation. And honestly, that's the only credit that he or I can take in the story. Yes, we show up day after day, but that's not the important part. The important part is that you show up. If it weren't for you, Context and Clarity would have ended a long, long time ago, because no one in the world would have shown up to hear me talk by myself, about whatever I cared about, you know, whatever I would have talked about. No one would have shown up 400 times to hear me talk. It's only because of you. It's only because of this community that you have helped to build and grow around this thing called Context and Clarity, that we're able to celebrate everything that we've accomplished. And with that, I'm looking forward to the next 400 conversations. I'm looking forward to the next 41 Context and Clarity live guests. I'm looking forward to someday meeting you in person somewhere. I don't know where. We had a gathering back in August, I guess it was, called Eccelstock, where 20 of us from the community met in northern Vermont. And what's amazing about that is there's only one of that 20, or the other 19, I guess. There's only one of the 19 that I had ever met in person before. Yet I showed up at this live in-person event, honestly nervous, right? Still during COVID, traveling, all of those things. A little bit shy because of the name. A lot of things kind of going through my head, but I showed up to this event and I met 19 people that felt like longtime friends. And that's the power of this community. So to the organizers, to Jay and Michelle and Catherine and James, thank you for putting Eccelstock together. It was a wonderful event. If I call it a conference, I don't know if you know this about me or not, but I've been to a lot of conferences. Between 2017, 18, 19, I guess I started speaking at conferences about in 2012, but 2018, 2019, probably about 20 to maybe 30 conferences a year that I spoke at. So I've been to a lot of conferences, and if I call Eccelstock a conference, I would say it has to be one of, if not the best conference I've ever been to in my entire life, my entire career. So thank you to all of you for that. But again, that's the power of this community, gathering together with people you've never met before, looking around the room going, I know these people. These are my friends. These are my colleagues. This is my community. So thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for helping us build this community. And I hope that you'll stick around for the next 400 Context and Clarity conversations and the next 41 Context and Clarity live events and everything that is coming towards us in the future, because we're going to continue to evolve this thing that is context and clarity. And I'm excited to have you as a part of that. So again, thank you. I know if you're outside of the United States, you're probably not celebrating Thanksgiving Day today. It's a U.S.-centric holiday, and that's fine. But thank you to you, wherever you are, whoever you are. Thank you for being a part of this, a big part of it, an important part of this. And I hope you'll remain a part of it for years to come. So peace. Have a great day, a great weekend, and we will be back to Context and Clarity Live next week, back to our regularly scheduled programming. And I hope you'll listen then as well. Have a great day. And thanks. Be well. Stay safe. Find a little bit of time to breathe and relax and rejuvenate, because we're going to do this all again next week. And I hope I see you somewhere sometime soon.
I want to say thank you to Infratech Outdoor Comfort Heating for their support of this episode of the Context and Clarity podcast. Visit infratechusa.com/podcast to sign up for a free consultation and learn why Infratech is the choice for bringing indoor comfort to outdoor living. Okay, well, there you have it. What did you think of that conversation? Hopefully there was some big takeaway that will help you this week with your business. If there was, let me know. DM me on Instagram or on Twitter. You can find me on all the socials at Jeff_Eccles. So send me a message and let me know what your takeaway was. And if you want more conversations like this, subscribe to the Context and Clarity podcast and leave us an honest review and rating. Those things really help us get the message out and help us help more architects just like you. Oh, and follow Context and Clarity on Instagram as well, so you can get a heads up on everything that's coming up. In our next episode, Catherine will join me again, along with a special guest, or will it be guests from the Context and Clarity community, so we can break this conversation down. It will be Context and Clarity backstage, so to speak. So join us as we all share our biggest takeaways and look for ways to apply what we heard in today's conversation to our own businesses. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's a multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know that you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at GableMedia.com. That's GABLMedia.com. And finally, if today's topic is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern, I host Context and Clarity conversations, and we take these topics and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community, your practice, and how you can support those around you. Catherine and I will be back for our next episode, and in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern, so that we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context may be.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.